It consists of rings of circular ditches with gaps in them. These gaps are the causeways, hence the name Causeway Enclosure.
Structures like Robin Hood's Ball brought with them the Neolithic concept of dividing up the land.
These monuments represent the first type of enclosure we're finding in prehistory, so the first time people are actually enclosing a particular space for a particular purpose.
In the evolution of Stonehenge, causewayed camps and their demarcation of territory heralded a period of conflict between competing groups.
On some of these sites, where they've been excavated, they start to give an indication of warfare, people killing each other, potentially some sort of tension in society.
Evidence suggested that with the onset of conflict, all major developments in the Stonehenge landscape stopped for 300 years. In total, over 70 structures similar to Robin Hood's Ball were built across Britain. Their distribution has led some to suggest they form a border between different groups across the country. At one of these sites, Crickley Hill, past excavations have discovered what may be Britain's first major battle.